Hadley's going to make a difference in this lineup?
Did today. I mean, it's a pretty good player. You know, you look back on the, you know, those first 2.5 years in the league, and you know, he was projected to be, you know, going a long way in this game for a long time. So he's gone through some struggles here, you know, over probably a 300 at-bat span is probably the right way to look at it. And, you know, it felt like he was coming out of it a little bit before he got hurt. Today was another nice step in the right direction. So hopefully he continues.
What was going on with Zach
Evans? Just it's the second start kind of coming out off the injury. So, you know, I think any time a guy goes out, is that first one, there's some energy, there's some juice, and sometimes that second start, you know, doesn't quite feel as good, you know. So I thought the ball was coming out of his hand okay, you know, not quite as crisp as the first start. I think that's pretty normal in this scenario, and yeah, that Toronto lineup's good. You know, it's you got to give those guys a lot of credit too. So I thought he battled, you know, didn't have his best stuff tonight, and I thought he battled and got us into the fifth, and we're thankful for that. Well, I, you know, George is one of the more well-respected players in Major League Baseball. So, really, when any player is in that scenario, I think anybody that's ever kind of stood in the box or stood on a field at any level, I think we all kind of cringe. You know, then you see it happen to a guy like George, and it's even more so terrifying. We hope he's okay. The fact that he walked off the field, that's encouraging. Sure. You know, having them all together helps. I mean, it's better than not. I think we know that. You know, I do think that the guys have played good baseball for a couple months, you know, and I feel like they have thrown the bat better here over a couple months, and I would guess the numbers kind of show that. I have no idea. I think the runner and scoring position stuff has been a lot better here over the last couple months relative to the previous 6 months. So I do feel like they have been trending in the right direction for a while, and then you have a big night like tonight against a first-place team, and then it just kind of stands out a little bit more. Yeah, he just, you know, listen, the defensive metrics, we were looking at him today, and I'm not going to say the names that we were looking at, but we're looking at well-known players, star players, that in DRS are and outs above average. They were 15 to 16 a gap between the two. So in a DRS or like a positive 15 and an outs above average, they're a zero. How is that possible? You know, so I do think that when you look at metrics and all this stuff, going back to Sed, you got to look at the whole picture. We looked at Sed today. I think Sed's a zero or a one in outs above average. So he's a negative 17 in DRS. He's a pretty much a neutral, a one in outs above average. Which one is it? I have no idea. I'm as confused as you guys. So when you see Sed make the dive and play in center field the other day, okay. When you see him do what he did today, okay. So I do think it's like, I think it's, in some ways, it's a non-story, to be honest with you. Because unless both of those things line up and you know, are equally as tough on him, then I don't know if I can look too much into it, especially after plays like that.
Do